go again, try to get a better understanding of Eved Kenani. Good. So Eved Kenani is the din where a third party provides the Kesev Kiddushin. Right? The din of Orev is where a third party receives the Kesev Kiddushin. Eved Kenani is where a third party gives the Kesev Kiddushin. The combination of Eved Kenani and Orev is when a third party gives the Kiddushin to a fourth party. And Gemara says that all of these situations are chal. The Gemara finally has another din of Odom Choshuv. And that is where the woman receives Hanoah by virtue of the Choson. It's the total reverse of Orev brings in a third party. Eved Kenani brings in a third party. The combination brings in two third parties. And Odom Choshuv is the reverse. It makes the chosan receive the kesef kiddushin and only have hanah. So those are the four cases. The first three cases, the Gemara says, requires another source. Without the orev, without the model of orev, I wouldn't know that orev works in the kiddushin. And that we understand very well, because Orev requires either a Makor, a Nochi Arveno, or it requires a powerful Svara. It requires both. So in Kiddushin, without Orev, we wouldn't say that, we could not say that third party Hanoam can affect Kesev Kiddushin. Ultimately, the Halacha is that the third party is either a Shliach of the Isha, or the Hanoah, or the Isha receives the Hanoah, that the third party is getting Kesef Kiddushin. Right? So that's Orev. Eved Kenani, when we come to Eved Kenani, the third party can give the Kesef Kiddushin. Alright? So now we have the same model, apparently. Without the Sugya of Eved Kenani, so we would not know this din. Right? And that's really what's the part of the Sugya that we have to understand. The din of Eved Kenani is that a third party can provide funds. All right? Good. The third party can provide the funds in Kiddushin. L'chaira, if we have Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, at first glance, we would say, sounds good. Why not? So Gemara says, without Eved Kenani, on Eved Kenani, I wouldn't pass in this din. So that's the Nakuda we're trying to figure out. What are we missing without Eved Kenani? What does Eved Kenani provide? How does Eved Kenani provide? So now we go weiter. So yesterday we mapped out the two Mahalchim and the two broad Mahalchim in the Sugya. There are nuances in each Mahalach, but the two broad Mahalchim is the Mahalach of Shlichus, and the second Mahalach is the Mahalach, I would say, either just Hanor or say without Shlichus. First approach is the approach of Rashi, and the Rashba adopts Rashi and Chananel, that Eved Kenani is, the din of Eved Kenani is that the third party functions as a shliach of the Baal. As the Rashi says, Rashi's Lashon. V'hu shluchai. Ella, what's the chiddush? She mekadsha mishalo. The first mahalach, Rashi, Rashba, Chananel, is the din that we're looking at is Mekadesh al Yedei Shaliach. Classic Mekadesh al Yedei Shaliach Perek Beis is Mekadesh al Yedei Shaliach, but the Chosan provides the funds. So classic Shlichos is the Shlich does the Maisa Kiddushin, and the Chiddush of Shlichos is that the Maisa Kiddushin can be chal for another person. Alright? Over here, there's another Chiddush apparently. That the Mishaleach, the Memana Shaliach, can just be Memana and not give Kesef Kiddushin. Alright? So we have to understand that is the Sugya according to Rashi, Rashban, Rechananel. So what we are trying to understand is, number one, is this Chiddush so weighty that it requires an Eved Kenani, another Sugya? Is this Chiddush counterintuitive? Is there something that we're supposed to be assuming about Kiddushin which makes this Nakuda Mechudashlik? And then if the answer is yes, how does Eved Kenayni provide that Chiddush? Woe be the din in Mekachu Memkar, Stam Mekachu Memkar. So we know Pashas is Pashas, Pashas, Ramas is a Mamayna. V'chein Mamayna. Is a Chiddush in Mamayna? Is it a Reposhut Mamayna? Do I need Eved Kenayni to teach me this in a Mamayna? That's the first batter. It has to be filled out in the first sheet. The second sheet, the Rambam Shita, so there, L'chayra, we can identify the Chiddush very, very precisely, because the Rambam spells out, the Chiddush is that the Hanna is, the Hanna that the woman receives is the Hanna that Nasa Ritzoyna Biglal Achosan. That's the Hanna. So apparently Eved Kenayni is adding on a din into the constellation of Anna. Orev tells me Nasa Ritzoni that she wants gets done. That's enough Anna. Eved Kenayni is adding that the Anna that she gets, that this Chosan brought about her Anna being received, that's good enough. All right, that's what the Rambam phrased it. So in Rambam, we have to categorize exactly where this din is coming from. That whereas in the case of Orev, the Chosin's involvement is front and center, is good. Over here, there's a chiddush that the Hanna is not coming, that the Hanna that she's getting is a grumma of the husband, to use a bad analogy. The husband is not providing that note directly. He's making sure it happens. Hold on, right? Make sure it happens. So that's a chiddush. So again, hodru kushla duchta. Is that such a significant chiddush? All right? And how does Eved Kenayni provide that chiddush? How is Eved Kenayni similar enough to Kiddush? In Rambam, we understand the Nidukuna much more clearly. But the questions that remain in Rambam are, number one, why does he, when it comes to Mominus, the Rambam records it in a very matter-of-fact way. All right, we can live with that, so not an Eisenach. That the Rambam includes this din in the Chalipin Sugya of Rambam, not in the Kenyan Kasef Tzarachiyin. What's it doing over there? Ad Kenyan Kach the Ran Vistan. That's what it seems like. Right, so the Ran had a different shot, but either way, Tzarachiyin. If you looked at the Rambam carefully in Ishus, the order of the Rambam is also strange. How is the order of the Rambam strange in Ishus? Go ahead.
He first says the case of Arev, then he says the case of Shneim, then he says the case of Kenayni.
Apella, the Rambam has Arev combination case, and then Eved Kenayni. The halfly of a fella, the Rambam must be telling us something. By putting the Eved Kenayni, and then what's also difficult in Rambam is that it does not seem to be in sync with our sugya. And again, this is not an Eisen Akash in the Rambam, right? But it has to be explained because the chiddush of our sugya is d'lo mishtor shalei, that the chos is not missing anything. That's absent in Rambam. Rambam says the chiddush is that you got hano biglali, right? Rashbo's kash in Rambam. Rashbo's kash in Rambam is that the Rambam took the din of Eved Kenayni and made it a totally unremarkable din. Right? That's a good way of saying the Rashba. He says, "Mi dochgoy." Hey, the Gemara has a chiddush of shlichos, and the Rambam didn't learn that pshat. Mi dochgoy. Exactly what you can say the nusach of Rashba only took ashes. Why is he not accepting our chiddush of shlichos? Or me dochay to say that the sugya of here is a relatively or almost unremarkable din, but Hanno Biglali works. So that's those are the kashas, and where in Rambam we have a better understanding of the sugya per se, but there are a lot of ancillary kashas that seem to indicate they require beer, and in Rashi. And Rajva So Rechin, the Etzem Chiddush over here. And it's a two-part kasha. What would we have if not Eved Kenani? And how does Eved Kenani provide us with this Chiddush? Go ahead, Yoni.
Not
really. What? Why is the Rambam saying Hanah? If you actually got cash, not the Hanah that she managed to get paid. Right. So why are you stressing the
Hanah? Because the Rambam's lashon is. I'm not sure if that is so that makes a difference. No, it doesn't make a difference in the Mahat.
Omol Helech Dinazek Bimaton of Escachi Leploini. The kid shall also plenty, but Omol Ramakudesh is leave on no zoo. Have Bolech Big Loli. I don't know if that. Why did it say Bekesev zoo?
Do you mean
Bekesev? No, because it's a case of Adam
Chashev.
The Gemara is
milking
the case of Adam
Chashev. No. The nozu, but lechera means that lechera means what did I provide? I didn't provide the kesef. I provided the hano that you got.
Same idea as on Kamalva.
Is what?
Same idea as on Merkadish Kamalva. You're trying to marry with the goof hamos themselves. It doesn't work. But it's if it's the mechila samalva. You're saying the hano you get from gaining the money that does work. So it's the same thing. It's not his money. Can't marry her with the money itself, but he can marry her with the hana of receiving the money. Because he's providing that.
Yeah, so Yoni's question is, why is he providing the hana more than providing the kesef?
It's not his money.
But the hana also is big lowly.
Right, so he's providing that. That he's providing. Saying, you wouldn't have this money without for me, so the hana you're getting from receiving the money, that's, I am providing that.
I think what you're saying is correct, but it requires a hesber because he writes Alpha Pishlay Nosala Hamekanish Klum. I think what you're saying is correct because of that lush. Go ahead, Yoni.
You could say maybe even the way the Rambam formulates the case, where the case is this third party, this guy just gives it to the girl, and the guy just comes and says, and the husband just comes and says, "Hi, I'm a Pishlay, but I know this is about to go late." The Rambam seems to be forming in the case where the husband plays like no role at all in the Messina aspect at all. It's like some random guy comes and just gives her the money.
Correct.
So you can't really say it's like, oh, because he's giving her money. He didn't give her money. It was someone else giving her money. But it was really, he played no role in the Messina at all. As opposed to Rashi, like Rashi plays a role where like he appointed a Shliach.
Right, so this, and this is of extreme importance because the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, if you have the Oz Vod, it'll probably be at the back. And the Rambam writes, Ketzad Isha Miskadeshes. So listen to the Rambam carefully. Im bekesef u'mekadesh, ein poches mishove pruta, kesef eshove kesef. Oimer lo, harayat mekudeshesli. O harayat meuresesli. O harayat li isha, bozeh. V'noisen lo bifneyedim. V'ish, listen to the lashon. Ve'ish hu sheyomar devarim shemashmon shekoyne oisol leisha v'hu sheyitin la kesef. Right, the Rambam at the end of Gimel Aleph. Ve'ish hu sheyomar devarim shemashmon shekoyne oisol leisha v'hu sheyitin la kesef. The Rambam is saying that the Baal has a, I'm stressing the involvement of the Baal. So we, based on that Rambam, we can understand that the Rambam would say that Shlichos, no, Shlucha Shalom Kamoisai. That's the second parak. It's a halacha b'chala terakula. That something can be incumbent upon me and I can be mekayim by Shlichos. That's not a chiddush. It's a chiddush, but it's a chiddush b'chala terakula. But when the Rambam says that Mahusha Yitin La is a kesef, and all I can say is you're getting it bigloli, and according to Adam, it's even less. You're getting no bigloli. So that the Rambam said that requires a chiddush to say that Kambolas Kesef Bigloli is a Kiyim and Husha Yitin Lasa Kesef. That I understand very well. Right? Once you articulate that idea in the Rambam, so then a lot of the other kashas will fit into place. Because this din of Husha Yitin La, Lachaira, that's a din in Kesef Kiddush, it's not a din in Mekochem called Terra Kula. No, go ahead, Yaakov.
Just a quick question, Pasha Pasha and the Rambam. When the Baal says, does this Amir, is he doing it Bashas of the money being given, or is he doing it in the later point?
Isha Sha'omra La, Omar La, Halech Diner De, Bimatona, Viscachi Leploini, Vikitcha Oso Poloni, the Omar Lom Hare Abnikudesh is Liba no Zu Habo Olech Biglali. Is it Habo or Bo? Lechar, it has to be before the Nesina. Lechar.
That would be
unlike
the Rishbo, possibly.
Well, that's the Rishbo quotes. Hashem disagree. Yeah.
I think some Farshim point out that since he says
a few, Afilu, so he knows the Lachlum. Yeah.
Yeah, that it sounds like the Nesina already happened.
And yes, and I don't know if that's such a strong deal. Even if after the fact he had not given anything. I understand.
It would be nicer.
Okay. But let's not get stuck in that Nukud. I don't think that Nukud is it's a Nukud. I don't think it's germane to the to how we're going to send the Rambam. Okay, good. So now, so in terms of, let's work with the Rambam first. So in the Rambam, the Rambam is clear that the Chiddush of Eved Kenayne is that Hanov Zu Habo Lech Bigloli Harezu Mekudeshes. What's the Chiddush? Chiddush is that Lechoira, if you see the way the Rambam is organized. What's the Chiddush of Orev in Rambam? Was that? Then what?
Even like a minimal hana would work.
Good. So now, what's the next chiddush of Eved Kenayne? Orev is minimal hana. What's Eved Kenayne?
Hana that's not coming from
minimal, minimally involved, minimal involvement of the chosan. Right? You minimize the chosan. Amir he has to have, otherwise not the chosan. Right? So, how can you minimize the involvement of the chosan? He's supposed to give a pruta. He's supposed to give kesef, shava kesef. He can give anor. All right. Now he is causing the anor to happen. Right. So when the Rambam says in Gimel Aleph, v'hu. That we got. Right? So, now the Rambam is saying that we can that it is acceptable even if it's not Husha Yitain, but if Big Lo Lo Yitain. That's good enough. How do you have such a Chiddush? You have the Chiddush? How do you know that? Torah says, Kika Chishisha. Pashas Kiki Chishad, he does the Kenyan. We'll say a little bit of a different nusach. I found of all the Rosh Hashanah, the Birkas Avram raises the questions the way that was bothering us. In terms of all the, I looked at many Svarim, because I found it very difficult to hear. So, and he takes the step, which I would be nervous to do without Rishonim saying it, he takes the step as this is a chiddush in kicha. In other words, kicha is a subset of kinyani mekuchu memkar. We know we've had other aspects of the din kicha that the Reb Chaim says it, whether it's the amira. Now we're saying that one of the dinim of kicha is that the lekeach has to be a main, has to be the driver of the kinyan. The kikach, right? He has to, the way we saw in the Rashba, the Amira, he has to have ownership over the kinyan. It has to be his kinyan. So now, how is it his kinyan? He's not providing the funds. But he's, but if it's Nasa Biglali, that's enough. That's a chiddush. That's enough of an ownership of the kinyan. To go from who she eat in law to who she yigrom she eat in law. Good? Where is the chiddush coming from? Comes from Pinyan Eved. How does it come from Pinyan Eved? Luke, Torah says the Pinyan is chal. Even though, the what? That it's impossible for him to have kesef. The closest he can have to having kesef is if someone says to you, you can have this kesef for pigeon. You know what that means? I think Bergsman points out, it means that if he doesn't give the kesef a kinyan, he can't have a kesef. His bilus over the kesef is a very slim form of bilus. Probably much less than Amaton Manos Lachzir. Probably if a person gives a ring to the chosin, and says to the chosin, you can be coin of this ring for the purpose of getting married, Tzeruchi and Godel if he's married. So that's enough bilus. You can own the Eserk for the sake of shaking it? Maybe. I'm not sure. So over here, the Eved doesn't have bilus. He can't have bilus. Without a chiddush akura, he can't have bilus. But pidyon can happen. And he's koyin atzmoy. But who said that the pidyon of the Eved requires any kind of ownership of the Eved? How can we learn? What are we learning from Eved Kenayni? If you're telling me that kiddushin is a subset of mekuchum emkar, I would argue punk for carrot. I would argue that Eved Kenayni is the foil of kinyan kiddushin. Why? Kiddushin, was that? Kiddushin, the primary kiddushin, probably nothing's getting sold. Right? She's not selling herself. At most, in Meshiv Dover, that she is selling to him Chai Ishus, the most. But what's being sold is very, if there's anything, the Kinyan is primarily. It's primarily.
Kinyan
Eser. Is that?
It's Kinyan Eser.
They're correct, and Kinyanim in terms of Mekachol Memkar, it's a the Taz. But Kinyan Kesef Bechlal, right? At most, it's a formality to be Kiveya Das, right? Most likely, right? Something in that, again, without giving Shuna right now, something over there. But the idea of transferring in place a quid pro quo, let's put it that way. When it comes to Kiddushin, it's the least of a quid pro quo for money, right? When it comes to Eved, for Keret, it is the most quid pro quo. That's the only thing which is important. The Eved doesn't have to have das. It can be done by Korach Shel Eved. Can be zochin la'odim shleim v'fonov. And we learned the very first Rashba that we learned in Shavu Kesef. Why do I need a chiddush that Shavu Kesef l'gabe Eved Kenayni? What did Rashba say? Was that? What did Rashba say? Why is it? Was that? No. Right. So why, according to the Rashba says, why would it be that I need a pasuk to teach me? Right? The Rashba said that Shavu Kesef in Kiddushin is a svara. Correct?
And he says,
Korcha of the other. Right?
And you thought, yeah, since he has a chov to pay back the other one, you wouldn't think that you can do Bal Korcha of the other.
Right. So the Chara by Pidgin, it's the only thing which is happening is quid pro quo. So l'chayra, it's mikotz l'kotz is different. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, "So achidish, what is the chidish that Rambam says has to come from Eved Kenani?" So l'chayra, what do you have to say? The Gemara tells us the chidish, right? The Gemara tells us that he's not chaser. The chosan, a chosan who's not chaser anything, we would, without a chiddush, we would say that's not who shayite. So Gemara says no. That the baal can be makne, or can release himself, or his koinis atzmoi. Lashon Rambam is koinis atzmoi. His koinis atzmoi without having any chisron of himself. So how does that transfer to kiddusha kesef, to kiddusha? What's the tushta? What's pshat? Let's say in mekach u'memkar. In mekach u'memkar, do I need a chiddush? Tzorchi in gadol. If I need a chiddush to teach me that if the lekeach is not choser anything, then the kinyan is still good. Reuven and Shimon are negotiating a deal. Shimon makes sure that Reuven gets paid in full. Do I need a chiddush to say Eved Kenani, even though lekeach is not missing anything? I'm not sure if the Rambam would say that. The Baraya is that the Rambam presents it in an unremarkable way in the middle of Chalipin. Why would it belong in Chalipin or the Kinyan Kesef? Third party payment. Why would it belong more in Chalipin?
There's no transfer of money directly from the coins and not.
So therefore?
So it's less of a Kesef. There's no transfer of money.
Right. So here there's transfer money, but it doesn't necessarily come from the lekeach.
Right.
Lou, what do you say?
By mekach and memkar, it's not a question if it works or not. It works, but can you call that a kinyan kesef? And if you can't, so
if you can't call it a kinyan kesef, what would you call it?
Call it chalipin, or I mean,
why would, so what's the, what is the issue which is going to move it in one or the other?
From being called a kinyan kesef.
Yeah.
So if it were kinyan kesef, you could reasonably expect that the kona has.
Why?
Because the kinyan kesef is payment.
Well, it depends how you look at it. It's a machlokas, right? Thousands of.
That's correct. The fact that it could be machlokes. No, go ahead. What do you say, Ephraim?
I mean, it's like sorry, saying kinyan kesef works by quid pro quo. Like, giving me the kesef and getting something in return. Anything that's not working by that model, but Rambam will put in the chalipin category of something that is a kinyan to show the nearest das, but it's not.
Good. If you had to categorize which part of Kinyan, the Eved Kenani, which, if you had to pull apart a Maisa Kinyan and separate out the parts of a Maisa Kinyan, so in which category, in which part of Maisa Kinyan does the Eved Kenani fit?
Closer to Kinyan Agav.
No. In Kinyan Kesef.
Oh.
In Kinyan Kesef. You had to pull apart Kinyan Kesef. Maisa Kinyan, Kripuko, Kesef, Maisa Kinyan Bialma, Das Makne, Das Koine, what the parts of the Kinyan Kesef. Which Nakuda, which part, which column is the Eved Kenani fitting into?
Das Makne.
Would you say Das Makne? We say Das Makne, the Isha. Well, why would it be Chiddush and Das Makne? No, I'm saying, why would this be a chiddush in the das makne kolam?
It's
a chiddush in das kona kolam. Why?
Because that the eved is able to be kona himself, not doing anything.
So look over the in all of if we now line up the issues, eved kenayni, the suya eved kenayni is in Rambam. In Rambam, the suya of Kenani is, and this is Lechari, this is Pshat and Gemara, minimal involvement of the Koine, Lekeach, right? So then now the Gemara is saying that I have a Chiddush. I would have thought that to be a Lekeach, to have status, to have Ma'amad Lekeach, so in the Kenyan Kesef, if a Kenyan Agav, your Lekeach Dikas status is very, very minimal. Ameshicha, you got to make sure you schlep it for Adamas. Right, Chazakah, you're a lekeach when you do a mice of bailus. What is your status? How is your status of a lekeach expressed in Kinyan Kesef? What makes you the lekeach? So, are you lekeach by virtue of being the person who wants to be koine? Is it das alone? Are you the lekeach by virtue of the person who's standing at the bottom of the slide to get it? Are you lekeach? Is your ma'amad shel lekeach established because of your involvement of kesef? What makes it lekeach? Maybe you don't have to. Maybe you don't need to be lekeach. Right? That's Rishamish. I think the Ktzai says the whole chiddush of Eved Kenani is lekeach is not a very. He's an important part of the kinyan because he's there to receive it. But the mechanics of the Kenyan are primarily makne. So as long as the makne gets his money and has his das, and he points the object in the right direction, puts the right address on it, lekeach gets it. I think that's the choice of mahalach in Eved Kenani. That the pshat in Eved Kenani. Now, obviously, in Kiddushin, that can't be. You can't have that the chosin is the kiyikach. So you can't have a chiddush that regular Kenyan Kesef is going to be the model for if you're going to tell me that regular Kenyan Kesef is makne, so then Kiddushin has to be restated almost, right? Brings us back to Kluger's Taz, right? But let's back away from that for a moment. I just wanted to show you how extreme it can get. L'chaira, one of the parts of a Kenyan Kesef is of every Kenyan is makne lekeach. Different Kenyanim require different participation of lekeach. Different ways of identifying himself. Right? Chalipin, if you use Caleb shel makne, of course it's a very minimal lekeach involved. Right? Now we come to Kiddushin. Kiddushin, the Rambam phrases, v'hu sheh yitein es hakesef. Eved Kenani is teaching me, and therefore the Gemara says, I would have a strong half a minute to say, that the chosin is identified by the chisorin pruta. What makes him into the chosin? What gives him status as the chosin in the kinyan? Because he wants. That's for before matan Torah. Before matan Torah, it's good enough. Das is good enough before matan Torah. After matan Torah, kinyan. After matan Torah has to be kiyikach, his kinyan. Now, what makes it his kinyan? His kinyan is his amira. His kinyan, she's in a kesef. Now what happens if he has the amira and he is providing the no big loloi? The Rambam says, for that I need a chiddush. That's Eved Kenani. Right? Eved Kenani, apparently the Torah said that I don't need das kinda kimat. I don't need das kinda. It's going to be, it's a strange thing to say, because it's Zohar Lom Shemafonav, it's a presumed Das. Right? But in Pidyon Eved Kenani, the main driver of the Kenyan is the Ron Shalom, the Torah. Right? He cannot be the main driver because he doesn't have anything to give. A third party can impose himself and the Baal and the Eved Kenani. So it's the Torah requiring, are stating that pinyon happens. Right. Now, what's the so what do I learn from Kinyan for Pidyon Eved Kenayni? Similar to Kinyan Kiddushin, where the Torah says that in order for this for Chayishus to be mutter, there has to be a Kinyan done in a certain way. So by Pidyon, in order for this Eved to become a full-fledged Ger and to have his own Kinyanim, the Torah says a kinyan has been a certain way. Right? What identifies the Eved? How does the Eved gain status in this kinyan? What gives him the ma'amad? It's not his money. It's not even his das. How does the Eved gain ma'amad and somebody else confers that? He's koines atzmai. But how does he do it? A third party can come and can make sure that the Baal is paid up. So apparently, with the Torah, apparently, as Sugya is saying, the Rambam understands in the Sugya that in Mekach u'Memkar, if you have this kind of a din, where the lekeach, the das of the lekeach, is better yet, the lekeach is only identified by his das. Right? In again, mamodesh lekeach. In kiddushin, we have to have a behusha yitain. So if it's nasa bigloli, good enough. In Pinyon Eved, all the Eved has to be is there, present. He has to be talked about. He has to be referred to. In a regular Kinyon Kesef, so the Rambam would seem to say, I can't say with certainty, that if the money is not coming from the Lekeach, it shifts into a Chalib and the Gedin. Why? Because what establishes the ma'amad of lekeach in that case? His das. Nothing else. Money comes from a third party. In chalipin, in classic chalipin, the ma'amad of the makan is established because he has the object and wants to give it up, his das. The ma'amad of lekeach is das as well. Reb Chaim's chiddush in chalipin. It's all das. So that's why the Rambam may say Eved Kenayni shows up differently in different places. In Eved Kenayni, it's the din who koines atzmai. It's the chiddush akrov opinion. Eved Kenayni and mekach u'memkar is a din of chalipin. It's not a chiddush Eved Kenayni. It's part of chalipin. Part of the parsha chalipin. It's an unremarkable din. In kiddushin, lechayra. The Rambam, it's questionable if the Rambam sees Eved Kenayni as the Mechadesh, as giving a significant Chiddush, or if all the Rambam learns, just like by Orev, the Rambam does not learn Hilchus Taloch from Orev. He doesn't mention Orev. He learns a substantial Ano. So I'm wondering when the Rambam sees substantial involvement, good enough. Good enough to be the Eved Kenayni is the cause of the Baal getting money. Good enough to have a Marav Lekeach. Because that's all he's doing. He is the Goyri. So I'm wondering if that's what the Rambam's pointing out, and if that would be the case, it would explain the Seder Rambam. Because first, the Rambam says that I have a din of Orev. Din of Orev is minimal Hanoah. Then the Rambam says, if I have an Orev Eved Kenayni combination, what's that combination? The third party gives to a fourth party. What does the Rambam say? How does that work? All right, first the third party receives. So Nasa Na'ase. Then the Rambam quotes the third and fourth party, Omro Latein Dina Leploni Matona Veskanish Venosan Loi Vikitsha Oisei Ploini Omar La Hari amakudesh behanos matonazu shekibalti birtsoincha. Hare zumikudeshes. It's all she's getting hana. So Rambam apparently says the hana of the combination is more than the hana of the Eved Kenani alone. In the combination, so there the woman is getting the hana that matonazu kibalti, that banos matonazu shekibalti b'tzoincha. In the case of Eved Kenani, banosu avoloch biglali afal pishli nosan la mekanish klum.
No, in the second case, she's getting mamish cash.
She's getting.
That's still not as great as the hana of being obeyed.
That's because that's what Adam was saying before. But because the hana that she's getting directly from the chasan is less. Hanos matonazu shekibalti birtsoincha. Right? The combination case is that there's a shliach out there that has received, she has received, a gift has been received. Right? Birtsono.
In other cases, the hana from the chasam.
Right. Nevertheless, the Rambam stresses the big lolech only in the last case. Zubolik. Let me have to look at that more. So again, so I think that the. With the Rambam, we can say that the Chiddush of Eved Kenani is the minimal involvement of the Chosam. That's Lechora the Sugya, because the Sugya says that he is not missing anything. Right? So Lechora, that is the Nekud of the Sugya. The Rambam understood that the Rambam put that halach in a positive way. Instead of saying it's chal, despite the fact that he is missing nothing, he says, so why is it chal? It's chal because he was goyrim. Biglali. Alright? This is a chiddush in making the chosin to a chosin, because he's not a hushayite. Alright? Eved Kenani gives me that chiddush, because in Eved Kenani, he gains this ma'amad of a lekeach who can show kainis atzmai only because it's bigloloi. That's what makes him into the koine, because money was given bigloloi. In megachu memkar, that's not enough to be called kinyan kesef. It has to be, it moves into chalipin. So I need a chiddush. If something's going to be called chalipin in megachu memkar, I need a mahalach, a chiddush to tell me that it fulfills the requirements of kiddushin. Let me just make it more palatable, and then we'll finish up. But just to put it into balabatish hezberim, so to speak, just to make it easier for us to clue into. It's highly conceivable that the Torah would give me a din to say that the kinyan kesef, Kinyan Kiddushin works in order to make sure there's Gemiras Das for the Kiddushin. And it's highly conceivable to say that both Chosan and Kala will say that I have Gemiras Das to marry a person who has Gemiras Das shown by that he's giving something up. Right? It's highly conceivable that a woman would say that I have Gemiras Das to get married, but where is his Gemiras Das? If his Gemiras Das is because Yenim is giving a ring, that's not enough Gemiras Das for me. I want him to be, he has to be missing something. Right? In Bekahu Memkar, I could easily say, it's not necessary, but if I'm giving something up, and I want to make sure this deal's going through, and I want to make sure that the Lekeach is not going to turn around in a week and say, And Lekeach's commitment is Shvach. Lekeach's commitment is somebody else paying for it. So I usually say a machna saying, I'm not ready for this. Because I don't know that his commitment is enough that he's not going to change his mind next week. Right? Alpi then he won't be allowed to. But in a person, I can easily see a person saying that there's a measure of Gemira's Das by virtue of what you're giving up. So the Isha is, she's willing to become an Isha when we come to give up Chai Ishas. And she receives a Tabas. And by receiving the Tabas, we have her, we know that it's not Bal Korcha. But what makes the, what fashions, again, we haven't discussed this, what generates, what expresses the Gemira's Das of the Chosam? What makes him into the Lekech that he has to be? So you can easily say, person saying, look, the Torah said it's a Kinyan Kesef. Avram was, did this Kicha with this, because he gave his own money? The degree of Gemira's Das required is the Gemira's Das that is shaped, generated, expressed by missing something. Good. He's not missing anything. Who? He's not a Nisein. It's coming big lola. Not enough Gemira's Das. So I need an Eved Kenai to teach me that the Eved Kenai is koines atzmai, even though it's the Kenyan is not a big loli. So once I see that the Torah says that a Kenyan, we can discuss. It could be that the Kenyan of an Eved Kenani, somebody said before, I think Josh is a Kenyan Easter. It could be the Kenyan of an Eved Kenani is more like Kiddushi Kesef than a Kenyan Mekach of Emkar. Right? He's becoming, his whole status is changing. Right? He's becoming Chayv and Mitzvahs. That's Kenyan Easter. Kenyan Easter as well as Kenyan Kesef. And he's Koine. So you could easily say that the Torah explained to us that Nasa Bigloloi is enough of a mamon shalekeyach. And again, that could be why the Rambam organizes it first to discuss what is enough hana, answering your question before. First, what satisfies the hana requirement? And then, what satisfies the hushitin requirement? Because that would be lachar how to look at the Rambam. That would be yash all the kashas. Right? Mi doch goy loymar, the Rashba says, mi doch goy loymar. If he doesn't have, the chosin has no amira, no kesef, so Rama might say, no chosin, right? What do you have? Nasa bigloli, but no amira. Where's the Rama has a din, has to have ownership over the process. Where's ownership over the process? So that's midochke, right? To give it to a shliach, even without the kesef, Rama michoilik, that might not be good enough. I'm no chiddush there. Why the Rambam puts it in Chalipin? We explained the kubi that in Mekochum Emkar Taka would slip. It's a huge chiddush to say. That's what bothers me the most, to say that Chalipin doesn't work, and then something which is called Chalipin in Kinyan Kesef would be called a good kicha. That does not sit well with me. I don't know how to get out of it though, because the Rambam does have an idea of it's late. And why we learn from Pidgin? Because Pidgin is a perfect model now. Nasa Bigloli. What makes him? He has to be a koine. The Torah says he has to be a koine. It doesn't happen by Shtar Shechro alone, doesn't work. Shtar Shechro with a Kenyan. What makes him into the Lekech of this Kenyan? Nasa Bigloli. And that is the essential Kenyan of Pidgin, the Nasa Bigloli, because he has nothing else. So eventually we can learn that Nasa Bigloli is enough of to be a Lekech. Right? That's how I would. And I would say that most of this Mahalach you'll find in the Circus of Rome. Alright? So tomorrow, Rit Hashem, maybe we'll finish up the Rishon, maybe a little bit.